Afternoon's WSVA, very pleased to have as our first guest this afternoon, Mr. Stephen Cull. He is the Voice of the People president, and he has announced a partnership with UVA Center for Survey Research for Voice of the People's launch of the Citizen Cabinet. Our phone lines are open if you have a question or a comment for Stephen Cull at 433-WSVA. Stephen, welcome to Late Afternoons. Great to have you on our program.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Tell me, what is Voice of the People?
Well, Voice of the People is an organization that is trying to give the people a greater voice in government. Most Americans think that special interests are playing too big a role, that the parties have gotten into gridlock and are stuck, and that it would really be helpful if the people had a clearer voice in government today.
And how does Voice of the People intend to go about this?
Well, what we're doing is we're recruiting members of a citizen cabinet. Now, a citizen cabinet is a representative sample of the people of Virginia, so that it's like a mirror of the population in terms of age and education and income and party identification. And these people go through a process, a survey, where they're briefed on an issue that Congress is dealing with, and then they make their recommendations about what Congress should do.
Now, why a relationship with the University of Virginia?
Well, the University of Virginia has an excellent Center for Survey Research, and they're very well qualified, and we thought they probably would have the best sense about how to approach the people of Virginia.
And what have they come up with for you?
Well, they're in the process of recruiting people, and some of your listeners may be getting a letter or a postcard in the mail inviting you to be a member of the Citizen Cabinet. Each one is scientifically selected so that we get a really accurate mirror. So watch for those letters. They will say Citizen Cabinet on them, and they're from the Center for Survey Research.
It's a fascinating possibility for I think the Commonwealth, because as time moves on, we're almost two different states. We're Northern Virginia / I think downtown Charlottesville, downtown Harrisonburg, blue state, and a lot of the rest of the state, especially as you move farther west and into the southwest, is a very red part of the state. It's become quite purple here in the Commonwealth.
Right. Well, what we found is that when you ask people about candidates and the party and so on, you get obviously get these divisions. But often it turns out that when people are focused on what government should actually do, there's more common ground than you might expect, and there's a lot more common ground among the American people than in Congress.
Well, I think part of the issue is, you know, the media is so New York, Los Angeles centric that the rest of us are just kind of flyover country, and Washington is its own creature.
Yep. The dynamics that are in play in Washington are not reflective of the people as a whole. They hear from the special interests, they hear from the high money donors, they hear, and those things, you know, it just shapes their ideas about what the people think. And research shows, we have done and others have done, has shown that members of Congress do not have a good idea of what their people think about the kinds of issues that they're facing. So joining the Citizen Cabinet creates a way for people to have a direct link to their member of Congress so that they can really hear the common sense of the people. And it's not just sort of, you know, off-the-cuff responses. They're given a briefing so that things are explained to them. If it's the question of the budget, they see how the budget is presently distributed, and then they can make up their own budget. Here are sources of revenues. They can increase or decrease taxes. If they're dealing with Social Security, they can look at the different options for addressing it and getting all kinds of information about what the real costs are and things like that. So it's an informed input, and that's what's really helpful to Congress.
Our guest, Mr. Stephen Cull, he is founder and president of Voice of the People and a campaign for a citizen cabinet. If you have a question, our phone lines are open at 433-9782, 540-433-9782. Stephen, how did Voice of the People come about?
Well, we've been, I'm affiliated with the University of Maryland, and we've been studying the policymakers and the public for some years, and we have found there's just this great big gap that policymakers don't have a very good understanding. But you know, something they want to. When we've gone around and talked to congressional offices, we've had over 65 meetings on the Hill. We found a lot of interest in this idea. People on the Hill really do want to know what their constituents think. And we were doing some research at the national level, but they said, well, that's interesting, but we need to really know what people in our state, in our districts, actually think about these issues. So we developed the idea of having a citizen cabinet in each state, and also fully built out would be fully built out at each district as well.
Now, will the the citizen cabinet, will that be a national as well as a state level?
Well, right now we're working on the states, and we're trying to build out more and more states over time.
One of the big issues in the United States, overall, every other possible issue, is a lack of connection between a large part of the body politic who refuse to be involved with anything in the body politic. How do you overcome this apathy, this great apathy in the United States, where only, 40% of the people really vote?
Yeah. Well, that's because they think that Congress doesn't really care. Now, Congress is heavily pushed around by the special interests, but they actually do want to know what the people think. And they do tell us that, wow, if we really know what the public thinks and it's really clear, then we're going to be better able to stand up to special interests. And we're hoping that as people see that happening, more of them will want to be involved. And by the way, these processes that people will go through, we call them policymaking simulations. It's a process where people are put in the shoes of policymakers. Anybody can go and do them, put them online, so not just the members of the citizen cabinet, but anybody can go and do them and then use them as a tool to communicate more effectively with their member.
Stephen Call, how does somebody get involved? How does somebody find out more?
Well, there's our website. It's VOP.org, Voice of the People. You can go there and read more about it, and you can sign the petition to have a citizen's cabinet, and then you can also go and try some of these simulations where you go, you've tried to decide how to solve the problem of Social Security, for example. And then you can formulate, after you go through the process and get informed, you can then formulate your own conclusions and send them directly to your member of Congress.
Stephen Call, I wish you the very best of luck. Anything that energizes the American people to think about the United States and not worry about Honey Boo Boo is a big plus with me.
That sounds good. I hope your listeners join in and go to VOP.org and look for their letters from the Citizen Cabinet to join with us to give we the people a greater voice.
Stephen Call, thanks for being with us. Stephen Call joining us today on SVA. It's a good concept. It's something that I think would be a big help, and that is with the citizen cabinet and the voice of the people. We come back, we'll have news, but first we're going to update you on what's going on Wall Street as WSVA.